Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to childrensmiraclenetworkhospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's childrensmiraclenetworkhospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Carly Jones got invited to the NBA Combine, apparently.
Yeah, Olivier Saar did not.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Olivier Saar has not been a winning player, but he's a talent.
And James Strebel.
Saar's is hostess Twinkie soft, okay? He might have been a superstar in the all-collegiate conference, whatever they call that thing over there.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Olivier Saar's may have been a third-team All-ACC player. That's an indictment on the ACC. Okay. It just is. I'm sorry. He needs to go back to France and sell French perfume, okay? Because he's not a basketball player. That's why he's 7 foot and fifth year, and he's got no shot getting in the league.
Again, the second time now we have heard that.
Still disoriented.
Hateful stuff towards our guy, Olivier Saar. Yeah. Not our guy, but whatever.
Whatever.
Texas says 437-9680. Andy said at 456 is right in front of my face. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
We were talking quarterbacks at Kentucky. Texas says Bonifant versus Bolin. Is that the last one?
Oh, yeah. I think that might be. Yeah, Reggie Bonifant, Kyle Bolin.
Well,
yes.
We know. I mean, Lamar's freshman year, there was a quarterback battle. And then Lamar played. And then we figured out, okay, here you go.
The battle's over.
Yeah, that's probably the last time, right around then. Yeah.
Wasn't there a little bit between Pass and Cunningham, Satterfield's first year? A little bit. Because they had him.
He
did play. Remember, there was one that had him ahead of Cunningham in the depth chart, like early August or something like that. I remember that.
Texas says, did Ron call him SARS like the virus? Yeah, that's all BBN. BBN calls Kroger Sars. Kroger's,
yeah.
And calls Olivier Saar Saar's.
And the Walmart.
That's what they do. You guys know that. Yeah. You live here. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. Was down in Nulu yesterday. Saw that new Evergreen Liquors location down there. They have all your beers, spirits, wine, premium cigars, and much more. And online, Cox's Louisville. .com and they're delivering, so
nice.
We appreciate them here on the 5 o'clock hour on ESPN 680 105.7. You alerted me to this. Somehow, I did not see this today. And so what do we do with this? And that's what I'm asking.
Okay.
Time and time again, including, I mean, you showed me Matt Norlander, okay? So I don't know exactly the origin of all of this, but your guy DJ Wagner, the number one player in 2023, everyone around them is adamant, and he said it himself multiple times, that he is going to college.
Yeah, absolutely.
That he will play in college.
And he wants to play in March Madness. I mean, there's a whole paragraph of him talking about it. He seems very adamant that he is going to college. Yes.
I mean, how about that?
It's exciting.
So what do we do about that?
It's exciting.
Why aren't you blue bellies talking about that? Instead of Reed Sheppard? What are you doing?
Let's talk about
DJ Wagner.
DJ Wagner should be the guy that we're talking about here.
What about Louisville fans? What are we doing here? Well, this was the Butch Beard stuff, right?
Come on, Andy. You know that Louisville fan.
I mean, what are we doing
conceded.
Here? I want to talk about this, not Reed Sheppard. I want to talk about DJ. DJ Wagner.
No, I'm with you. They've
you
already
lead the damn charge.
They've already conceded.
Not Louisville. Get out. Yeah, no, and Louisville's already conceded.
They said we're not going
we
after.
Understand.
We can't. No, Kentucky. No, that he needs to be the story. He has just as big of a connection with John Calipari in Kentucky.
Well, he's got more of a connection
than
Reed
Shepard.
Ask me.
No, you're
Reed
right.
Shepard has a UK connection, not,
yes,
a, Calipari
not a Calipari connection.
Connection.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right.
I mean, Jeff Shepard thinks he's slimy. I heard it. I was in Lexington.
I overheard him over.
I overheard Buzz Baker talking about it at Jeff Ruby's.
he was talking to Larry Vaught about it.
I mean, Vaught ain't going to Ruby's.
That's true.
He?
I don't know.
That's a Buzz Baker thing.
That is a Buzz Baker thing.
Yeah, I don't have Larry Vaught. Yeah. I have him more of a mom-and-pop barbecue spot.
Something like that. Like, yeah,
right?
Yeah, a little pigtail barbecue
pulled pork sandwich. That's
there you go. But no, you're right. DJ Wagner needs to be more of a story. Well,
where's the Sea of Blue? I mean, why's Matt Norlander talking? The only one talking about it.
I guess
what's going on?
When I get home this
where's
evening, I've got to go pick that up, and I got to write a piece on it.
Oh, please. That's a massive lie.
I think that's what I need to do.
What
this
a
evening.
Lie.
Yeah, I might do it.
This evening, instead of sitting out on your deck listening to Pearl Jam
and
drinking copious amounts of alcohol, you're gonna type out a 1,000-word article on DJ Wagner.
I think I may. I think that sounds because it is important. You're right. The focus needs to be on DJ Wagner because he's a for-sure, one-and-done player. I mean, even Bozich comes on here and he sings his praises, and Bozich doesn't even like recruiting. But he loves
He likes the old-time Louisville guys.
Yeah, he likes Milt Wagner. he likes Milt Wagner. So he's going to go on. He's praising DJ Wagner and how great he is, how great he's going to be. He's better than Reed Shepard. He's going to be a more impact player at the collegiate level than Reed Shepard.
I disagree with you on that.
What?
Because Reed Shepard's going to be there 3 or 4 years, and DJ Wagner's going to be there 1 year.
Yeah, but
his impact in college will actually be less.
But he could have a John Wall impact on college, which is bigger.
Make the Elite Eight?
NBA draft pick. Cal, and you know this. Andy, you know Cal cares more about getting guys in the NBA than guys sticking around three years.
You know what I hate to say? John Wall's overrated. There it is.
No, he was not.
The greatest thing in John Wall's career is resurrecting Calipari from cheater to swaggy. That's it.
There might be something there, but he was great. No, he was great in college. He was great.
He was also suspended, wasn't he? That one game?
Two
for,
games. One
for accepting
exhibition
money?
Game. It was airplane tickets,
oh,
I
there
believe.
It is.
One
yeah.
exhibition game.
And then Eric Bledsoe took Algebra 2 before Algebra 1.
Well, I mean, Nikki, that was never proved.
Nikki DeBoot, there's a lot going on, man. There's a lot going on.
All I know.
That's a hell of a...
back in my day. It's a hell of a back in my day. 2009. We're going 2009. Literally.
12 years ago. God, it's been that long.
It has.
12 years of John Calipari.
Texas says DJ Wagner reached out to Chris Mack. Mack said, good luck. No thanks.
Yeah, just like Devin Askew. I mean, Devin Askew reached out and said, no, we're good. We'll take Mason Faulkner and Jared West. You go to Chris Beard. Yeah, have that.
Texas says Larry Vaught goes to Tilted Kilt.
Man, I haven't been to Tilted Kilt in Tilted Kilt in longer than 12 years, I think.
Man, a long, long, long time ago when I was in college.
Well, there's not even one in Louisville, is there?
No. My dad used to do a little TV show there.
I remember.
Yep.
I remember everyone.
Yep.
There used to be that one next to Rafferty's over across from Baptist Hospital.
Yes.
That's the one I went to.
I went to one time.
Yeah.
Texas says, where's a sea of blue on DJ Wagner?
I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. I got it.
KSR must not have copied and pasted anything yet.
I'll just go to Matt Norlander and copy from him.
Texas says, the Twins were more impactful than John Wall.
No, they weren't.
Texas says, Maxwell Smith and that bum Pat Tolles was in a QB battle as well for Kentucky.
Was it Max Smith and Patrick Tolles? I think that might be right. I think Jalen Whitlow was in there somewhere, too. Remember Jalen Whitlow?
I do remember Jalen Whitlow.
Yeah, yeah.
Texas says, how about Braden Gall having Will Levis as his 13th best QB in the SEC? UK won't win 6 games. LMAO.
Braden Gall doesn't know what
13 out of 14.
He's never seen him.
13 out of 14.
Where's he supposed to rank him? I'm not angry at that. And again, another Louisville fan.
I'm just saying.
No one, again, you can laugh at that, Louisville fan. you red belly. You can laugh at that all you want. You don't have a red player belly on any of the ACC teams, like the preseason ACC first team, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. You have nobody. Zero. They don't care about you. You're not a thought in their head.
Here we go.
They can't
rank you because they
don't notice you. They respect Boston College better than you. They respect Wake Forest more than you.
NC State.
The only team that they respect less than you is Syracuse. That's the only team they respect less than
you. Louisville took the running back, too.
Oh, yeah. What a boon. Well, I tell you what, Andy. What a boon it was to get that Syracuse running back. Dino Babers
Blank
left
he's
over.
He's got some shift to
he's
him.
Got some, he's got some
jingle. He's got
a little
shift.
Twitch to him. Little shift. Little quick feet. Oh, man. I can't. Feet so quick you couldn't get on Syracuse fast enough. That's how quick those feet are, Andy. I mean, this low life. Will Levis, number 13. Nobody.
He was 13th out of 14.
That's not, and it's true.
I'm just saying that's what he was.
Like trying to take a shot at Kentucky because their quarterback was 13 out of 14. You got nobody. Nobody. Kentucky's picked second or third in the East. What's Louisville picked in your side of the conference? Six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Again, they live in a world that is not real, a world that Louisville athletics is the greatest thing ever, and everybody that thinks the opposite is stupid.
You held this to 5 o'clock.
It was that text.
You know that, Nick? He held all the good stuff to 5 o'clock.
Seriously.
So you can be maximum heard right now.
It was a text. Well, no, it was that text.
That texter sent you off.
Yeah,
Ladies and gentlemen. Your Leo sports radio personality of the year.
You're damn right.
It's just that.
Vote for Strebel for Leo radio personality on the air.
I got to find those.
To hell with Ryan Lemon. To hell with Matty Bangs.
I don't think Ryan Lemon is eligible.
Well, let me ask you this. What's funnier, if we push you or if we push Jerry Eves out there?
Oh, man. Jerry Eves is pretty great. But then he might get mad at that.
Well, that's not my fault.
I know it's not. I'm just saying I can see Jerry Eves like, what are these clowns doing? Plus, do we want to go against the station?
Oh, Bob wouldn't like it. No one would like it. Yeah, but I mean, Bob's also never heard you on the radio. Bob would be aghast at some of the things you just said.
Oh, he would. He would be offended.
I think that should be a segment.
Part of me kind of wants to get Dad on board with it. Give him a ringing endorsement and then just play your greatest hits and see if he could do a 180 in the one segment. In that segment, just be like, no, screw that. No, like just completely rescind his
He like, Jerry, sounds so bad.
Texas says, here we go again. Strebel's in rerun takes. He can't come up with anything new.
No, that is new. Those facts I just gave you about the ACC media votes, that's all new. That all happened, 2 weeks ago, Andy? That's all new.
Well, you would say that's not new when it happened 2.5 weeks ago. Well, let's say it's
the most up-to-date. And I didn't give that take yet, so that's the first time I've given it.
Texas says, who the bleep is Braden Gall? You know what? It's a good text. He works in Nashville for Athlon and does some other stuff.
Hasn't he been on here
before?
He's
a college football guy. I've had him on several times. Yeah.
He has never changed his profile pic, like ever. Like the only photo I can ever find of him is that photo of like the black and white like gangster like cigar smoking photo.
Where he's at a wedding or something.
Yeah,
like that.
and that's the only photo I can find of the dude. Like, because anytime like he's come on our airwaves, and, you know, we'll tweet it out or we'll put it on the podcast, and that's like, I was like, dude, do you have any? I mean, it's a great photo. Don't get me wrong, it's a fantastic photo, but like, come on, man, like. You got to have something else. Every man has to have at least 5 good photos of himself so he can put together a decent Tinder profile. But right now, I mean, it's like...
I like that.
I do, too. I'm trying to think if I have 5. Man. I don't think I do. Of course, I don't need a Tinder profile at this time and place.
Right.
Do you think you have 5 good pictures of you, Strebel?
I think I can get 5 good pictures of me. But the problem would be most of the pictures that I'm in, like,
are with your wife,
with my wife and my kids.
Well, no, you'd have to. Well, you crop them out.
Yeah, crop
because
it
at
out.
This point, you're done with your wife,
Tinder,
and
you
don't have custody. You see your kids. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, but I don't envision myself ever having a Tinder profile.
Texas says, I can't wait until Sat shuts Vince and the Big Rig up the Monday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. Wish in one hand, bleep in the other, see which fills up first, Louisville.
Texas says, we got a QB1.
Oh, my gosh.
Texas says, I'm voting for Butch Beard. Texter, it's 5 o'clock. Get your Strieble bingo cards out, everyone. Oh, yeah, there's some of that.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. But I had to respond to the Texter. That's all that was, just respond to the Texter. You move on.
Texter never fails. One person texts something negative about UK player, and his first response is to bash Louisville.
Yeah, because as a Louisville fan, that's like, I got you, Kentucky. I got you. Hey, Strieble, check this out. LMAO, I got you. And then when I put facts that are true and they actually makes Louisville look worse, y'all get butthurt about it. Strieble's in reruns again. Oh, he talked bad about my cards. I can't wait till Satterfield shuts you up, Strieble. I hope he goes and shuts you up personally is what I hope. I hope Satterfield
his
visor and his glasses tell you to shut up, Strieble.
Texas says Strieble thinks he has 50 good photos of himself and his great genetics. A great point. You think you're so great looking, you would think there'd be pictures everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, there are, but yes, this is true. Yeah. Every picture of me is great.
Texter says, hey, Round Daddy Drew Franklin has more than 5 good photos of him. Texter, all the Nikki DeBoots photos have his bleep out. interesting story about that. So,
hey, you want to get right swipes or you want to get right swipes? I mean,
there's a picture of Nick holding a hockey trophy over his region. So he's nude. He was holding the trophy over his region.
Over his...
The first time that Louisville had College Game Day.
Oh,
we made a sign of it, and I tried to get Mayor Fisher to hold the sign while we took a photo.
He didn't do it.
And his PR people quickly stepped in. Quickly.
I didn't know that.
We don't want this.
I love that, though. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
How I've never seen this. I've never even heard about this picture before. This is all new information
to
me.
I don't know what to tell you.
I didn't know there was a game day sign. You think game day in Louisville this year, Andy?
No,
oh, you don't think so?
You think it's going to be at Kentucky?
Well done.
No, I know it's not. I know it's not. I'm Louisville fans, right? You know, once that Florida State
Well, they've had it twice.
Up, they
you
have
know.
Had it twice.
They've had it twice.
They have. They're 1-1.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. They are. That is a fact. They're 1-1.
Yeah.
Remember Worldwide went at like 5 a.m. to get like a close spot?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
he was there all freaking day.
I just stayed in there all day. I'm like, what are you doing?
I want to see Herbie.
I remember that day. It started with me not wearing pants, and it's going to end with me not wearing pants because I drew the short straw or whatever, and I was the guy back at the studio all day. So everyone else was doing the stuff out and about, and you know, because I mean, that's when we did like the 36-hour coverage. I mean, we were balling. The station was balling that during that coverage there. But for whatever reason, I just watched the game here by myself, took my pants off, cracked a beer, and then did post game. And like, but I just like nobody was here. I remember that's when I took the photo of all the Papa John's pizza boxes and everything, and all like the beer cans. And because I mean, it looked like a frat house, but we'd been on the air for like 2 days straight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Texas says, Strieble uses a stereotypical Kentucky fan voice when he talks about as Louisville fans.
Have you ever listened to Louisville Talk Radio and heard some of your fans? They sound like I just sounded. It's a fact.
Texas says, I like that preseason media rankings are facts to Jamie.
You're bragging about them. You're the ones that are saying, hey, look, Will Levis is 13th. They're facts for Kentucky if it's negative, but for Louisville if it's negative, we're not worried about it. We're not worried about it. They're stupid. No, we're not worried about it. The double standard.
Oh, wow. Who's this?
Who is this?
Is this Ethan Moore?
What's up, boys? Blankenbaker.
Oh, it's Blank. Oh, my God.
Coming to let y'all know.
The Sheriff.
Louisville football has had College Game Day 3 times.
Oh, sorry. I apologize.
You learn how to count when you go to school in Jefferson County.
I did go to school in Jefferson County.
I know. But you don't live in Jefferson County. Neither do I anymore. However, you don't know that College Game Day is not coming to Louisville. You don't know. We're going to get hot. Watch it happen. When are you going to be right? I told Nikki earlier today to play the file because we played all the files where Strieble was wrong. I said, play the file where Strieble's right.
I was right about y'all not making the tournament. Play that file.
Yeah, that was dead on.
I was right about your team trip. I was also right about your team trip.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
I was right about
about that, too. I was worried about your football team. Whenever you say to Georgia Tech, I was worried about your football coach, Scott Satterfield. Why are they trying to bring you? It's not my fault that I signed for the interview. It's not my fault.
I get more confident every single time you make a prediction. I love all your predictions because all of your ring gets success every time you make a prediction. It's you're manifesting it into existence.
Here, you want another prediction, Mark? You're not going to make your mobile football. Is still going to have a losing record this year. Your boy Sant's going to be on the hot seat, and I don't know how you're going to pivot away from it. That's my prediction. I'm trying to figure out the pivot you're going to have when Satterfield's like, hey, we need this guy going. That's the pivot I'm working on next. That's my prediction.
I really, really want it to
it
now.
Was just 45 seconds of screaming.
It was great.
Oh, my goodness.
Patty Ice just came. It was like, hey, next time you do that, can you keep the door closed? Because evidently he was so loud. God. It was trickling into the drive, too. But now it has to happen.
Patty's like, Ennis isn't happy. Ennis and Luke aren't happy.
They couldn't hear himself.
They couldn't hear themselves. Yeah. We were talking Bilal Powell.
Yeah.
In that memorable game against Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And the next thing we hear is Western music and Strebel screaming.
Thank you, Mark, for coming on. That was great.
That was awesome. I'm serious. Now it needs to be.
That was great.
It needs to be you two head to head.
Yeah, but you guys...
For Leo Sports Talk of the Year. But, yeah, I mean, it'll devolve into red and blue, but...
Yeah, but here's the thing. You can't have too much of that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't do 3 hours of you guys going, as the texter says, Stephen A versus Stephen A.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, your blood pressure, like, both of you can't handle it.
No, we...
Both of you.
But it would take major endurance for that to go on for 3 straight hours. And people would eventually turn it off because you can't hear either of us talking or any of the points we're making. It's just shouting and screaming. That actually was a good preview, or not a preview, but a good peek behind the curtain of Blank and I in person last week when I walked into the studio and we just immediately started yelling at each other.
God, it's going to be a long year.
It is, man.
It's going to be such a long year.
One of these damn football teams has to be good. One of them has
to
be good.
No, they don't.
It would be peak awesomeness if one of them was good, the other one sucked.
Well, of course. Of course.
Well, come on,
We thought we had that for, what, half of the basketball season?
We had half the basketball season.
That's what we
season.
Thought we had.
We had it for about, what, until mid-January? Until Louisville started to fall apart mid-January?
At some point, we have to do our prediction show, and I don't want to do that show.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Nick, unless Jack, you know, you won't be a part of it unless Jack dies with the hookers and the cocaine.
By the way, I did some journalism.
Okay, so he's leaving on Friday, is he not?
Yeah, I think that's the game plan. But I've got some very disappointing news.
Okay,
his eyesight. We have an update on it. Still fairly blurry, but better than a few days ago.
Right.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to have an eye patch.
Oh,
man.
We can go buy one.
You just get one.
Yeah, they didn't give them one at the eye doctor. They're not going to say, hey, market our business for you. You had a surgery. Here's an eye patch.
Right.
You got to go buy the damn eye patch at Walgreens or CVS or whatever.
Some places.
Like $3.
Yeah, get an eye patch, put it on, go to Vegas.
Yeah, I got one. I got pink eye one time.
I see you as having pink eye many times.
Honestly, living
with pink eye.
Yeah,
like,
for an extended period of time.
Like your 8 years in college, you just had pink eye once a month.
Hey, it's old pink eye Nick.
Hey, someone farted on his pillow. He has pink eye. That's what hockey guys do.
Yeah.
They give each other pink eye.
I remarkably only had pink eye that one time. And it's because I passed out at a music, Gulf Shores, Hangout Fest.
Yeah. That's a great place.
Yeah,
to hang out.
Passed out on the beach, face first into the beach, and I don't know if you know this, but the sand is like 80% poop.
Had a gnarly
case of pink eye on the way home.
I didn't know that.
You know, it was terrible. There's a lot of stories from that. That trip, I alienated myself to an entire carload of people. My favorite hat got stolen by some Cajun guys. The same people that I passed out on the beach next to, they took my shoes and my hat. That was kind of cool.
Who played at Hangout Fest that year?
It was the headliners were Paramore, Skrillex, Zach Brown Band,
So a down year. Okay.
No, honestly, they all were pretty good. Lupe Fiasco, like, got caught in traffic or whatever, but
Strieble, you hang on. Strieble's snarling here. Strieble, I mean, you like Hinder.
I don't like Hinder.
And stuff
That's
like
not
that.
True.
I mean, what are we doing here?
I don't
here?
Like Hinder.
What are we doing here?
I don't like Hinder or Theory of a Dead Man or like bands like that. I don't.
I don't think any of them were there, but it was pretty good. You got to see Jack U. That was like Skrillex and like Diplo. They like do like a team up. I'm not going to pretend like I know much EDM because that's literally the extent of it.
Yeah.
But, right. Yeah. Process went to a rave, which was actually just a club.
And he thought it was a rave.
Yeah, I don't think it's also 90% is feces. I don't know
I don't
if that
think,
is scientific. Yeah.
I said 80, but yeah, I'm probably generously rounding up. All I know is that there was enough in there to make my eye look like a Walking Dead like zombie.
Or it could just be that your face was in sand.
No, I think it was a little bit of both. It was pretty irritated, yeah. But also it was irritated with poo.
Okay.
So it was a lot of pain. It was a lot of pain. But I did get an eye patch. I was like the governor.
Easy does it, Jamie. You can blow a band doing this.
No, I really won't. The band's fine. It's not going anywhere.
We were testing it.
Exactly. Testing its durability and its strength.
Texas says, I don't think it's normal if you take off your pants at work, even if you're the only one there.
I kind of thought that, too.
Well, no, it's not.
Yeah,
yeah, but you're a teacher.
Well,
yeah, anytime you take your pants off is probably...
Well, yeah. Even at the radio station, I'm not taking my pants off. If I'm, like, sitting in the studio, and it's just me watching Kentucky football, I'm gonna leave the pants on.
UNS without pants, watching Terry Wilson throw for 113 yards and two picks.
No one wants to see
Texas
that.
Says, can we not get a live Vegas update from Jack? We can when he gets there. He's not there until Friday.
Yeah. We really won't be able to get any live Vegas updates because like, he'll show up Friday and he'll just be getting
I don't
started.
Know when he's leaving on Monday.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like, I think it's Monday night, so Monday would be our best bet.
Okay.
Texas says, who listens to more EDM? Is it Lock or is it Process?
Process. I think Nick just put that on for Locke as a joke.
Texas says 100% chance Big Rig has drunk sung along to Lips of an Angel by Hinder.
No, 100% wrong. I promise you, I have not.
What are your favorite band streams?
Oh, I mean, it's mostly 90s stuff. I like Metallica. I like Nirvana. I do like Alice in Chains. Those are like mostly my go-tos. Yeah, stuff like that.
So you have anything in the last, 20 years, 10 years, anything? You got nothing somewhat recently?
No, not
you
really.
You haven't added anything.
I haven't added anything.
That's not surprising
it's
whatsoever.
Not. I like what I
at
like.
At some point, your life, you stopped adding things to your life. That's how I feel about you.
Yeah, I read a lot. I still read. I read a great deal.
Yeah, but no one cares about that around
here. I know,
here.
But I don't
this
like.
This is sports radio. You think
true.
We're talking about reading?
Yes.
You
no.
think people around here care about you no. reading?
Nerd.
But I'm just saying.
Three days grace.
3 days. That's a good one. I didn't really like them either. They're hit a spot in the 2000s where like all the bands sounded the same. You had 3 Days Grace and Hinder and Three Doors Down and Theory of a Dead Man. They all to me sound the same. What was that one? There's another one. Seether's kind of in there too. Yeah, they all kind of sound the same.
Finger 11.
Finger 11. Yeah.
Oh, Finger 11.
Finger
I forgot
11.
All about that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Jamie,
I love that.
Jamie randomly went on like a Finger 11 kick for like it lasted like a week. But he was, he was all in on them.
What kind of music does your brother listen to? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, what is Jamie like?
I can see it just being popular stuff.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Whatever's like kind of popular?
Yeah, I mean, it's like pop music, but also like, I hate to say it, but it's just like stereotypical athlete. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he looks like, he looks like that. I mean, he listens exactly to like what you think he would listen to.
I like
to.
That.
Yeah.
We don't have any specifics, but I think everyone knows.
Exactly.
I thought you were going to say, what's the guy's name? Andrea Bocelli? I thought that's what you were going to go with.
Yeah, he busts it. I mean, he does listen to a little bit of Michael Bublé and Frank Sinatra, too. You know, I mean, we both, I think we're contractually obligated to listen to that a little
point.
Bit.
Yeah.
So.
437-9680 Texas says, this is effing sports radio. Listen, we've given you a good amount of sports radio over 2.5 hours. We talked to Will Levis, UK. We can go over the basketball stuff that we talked about earlier as well. Mason Faulkner.
Yeah.
We talked Faulkner. You ready?
Durin.
Texas says, to big rig like butthole surfers.
Yeah, I did. I actually owned Independent Worm Saloon in Electric Larryland.
How about that?
Yeah, I'll still get on the old app every once in a while and play some of their stuff. Absolutely.
Texas Strebel's MAGA. Okay, there we go. That's the way I don't know. We're talking about Buck Cherry, and then the next thing
Buck Cherry is another good one.
437-9680. Oh, yeah, there you go.
That sounds awesome.
That's a band that will play it. It probably has played at 4th Street Live.
Or the fair.
Or that. One or the other. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
A quick break. We'll wrap up the show. Wednesday edition of The Take here on ESPN. N680. Nick, am I supposed to do a read here? I know we're live on the air. Usually we hit a sounder. I didn't know if you were going to go to break there. We got Bob's voice.
Yeah.
What do I tell the people about the fitness market? What did you want me to do there?
Please, yes.
Let's just be
fitness,
sloppy.
Fitness
it's
market.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah.
We're already
no,
here.
It's okay. It's thefitnessmarket.com. Treadmills, ellipticals, exercise bikes. Great selection. Those e-bikes are always coming in. So very popular in the summer. Rowing machines and much more. Start that home gym. Add to that home gym. And hey, listen, I mean, just with COVID and the Delta variant around, who knows what's going to happen with some of that stuff. So get that home gym today. It's the Fitness Market, thefitnessmarket.com. You can find their Facebook page, always updating that with all the new things they have coming in. They have gently used equipment as well. I got a Spirit treadmill with like 45 miles on it. Some great deals that are there, and they can work with any budget. They have the Plantside Drive location, the Westport Road location, and they are open right now, family-owned business, and they are there to help you. We have, you know, pretty much everyone at the office has something from the Fitness Market. 882-2694. It's the Fitness Market online, thefitnessmarket.com.
Now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Do you know what today is?
What is today?
Well, today, on this very day, a long, long, long time ago, the Pratt family of Dayton, Ohio, welcomed in a little bundle of joy. They named him Michael.
And James Strebel.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Michael.
Oh,
happy man. Birthday to you.
You're too much, man. You're too much.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'm scared of this song, even though it's just happy birthday.
You never know.
Yeah, like I don't know everything that's being said here.
Yeah, I'm fading it out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
that's what I figured would be the case.
It's an awesome birthday song.
Yes, it is. I'm sure we can hear no more of that. Thank you, Nick. 437-9680. Yeah, it's Mike. It's your boy Mike Pratt's birthday. How about that?
Happy birthday to the luminary, the Hall of Famer,
there
Mike
There you
Pratt.
Go. How about
Love
that?
Him. Yes.
You got anything else for him? No, that's it.
I can sing to him. But you want to sing for him? Issel already did it.
You know
so
what?
I can't top Issel.
Don't try
but Taylor's in here. Maybe I can get him to sing something.
Oh,
how about that? What's
yeah.
Taylor doing? His girlfriend having to hang out with him?
She there? Okay.
I was screaming down the hallway for him.
Oh, I just had that image of Taylor and his girlfriend walking down the hall and Jack following them. That's a great image.
I tell you, when we were in office, this would have been like a month ago or whatever it was.
About a month ago, yeah.
And Nick, you'll love this. We saw Ethan Moore walk in.
Yep.
Bronze and beautiful.
Looking buff.
We saw Taylor Lynch walking in. Got that beautiful, he's not Southern, but he's in country music type look.
Yeah.
And then he has, by the way, I'm sorry, I'm just pausing. Walmart is requiring masks.
Yeah.
I'm all here for that discussion. I am all here for Walmart. I am all here for it. Anyway, so, and then we saw Taylor's girlfriend. I don't know her name. I apologize.
Yep.
And then we just saw Jack just chasing them down through the hall.
It was so great.
It made me sad. Texas says, you guys had the sound of Stillman telling Blank that Dez Fitzpatrick's sucking it up.
Whoa.
No, what?
Nick, would you be able to find that on the fly, actually?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I've been perusing because
it's at the very
trying
end.
To get a good Maben sound bite. I think I can get that Stillman. But I don't have my headphones, so if I'm talking over you guys, I apologize. But my headphones are to the sultry, dulcet tones of Taylor Lynch. So, Taylor, if you wanted to sing something, now might be the time.
Wait, what are we doing here? We're just he doesn't know what's going on. Taylor Lynch has been listening to Blanket Baker's podcast all day.
Yeah.
He hasn't listened to the show. So I don't know if Taylor Lynch wants to sing to Mike Pratt.
Well, Nick called me and he put out the bat signal. So, you know, I figured why not sing happy birthday to Mike Pratt.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
If you wanted to.
I've sang happy birthday to every damn person at this station.
Sorry. In front of us, we had a John Ramsey TV promo in front of us. That's why we started laughing.
Let us stop everything.
Yeah, we stopped everything here at the house. Anyway, go ahead. If you want to sing happy birthday to the UK luminary, feel free.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mike Pratt, the luminary.
Whoa.
Happy birthday to you.
There you go.
Over under. Mike Pratt has no idea who I am.
No idea.
No clue.
No clue. No clue at all.
It doesn't matter.
You know what? We need to cut that, Nick, and play it for him.
Yeah, he needs to hear
play
that.
It for the luminary thinking. Yes. That's nice, but I have no idea who the hell this guy is.
Hey, totally I know the music that Mike Pratt likes to listen to. So
there you go.
Other than Jackie Boy, you know.
And that's Jack Harlow, not Jackie Boy. What's coming up tonight on LSL at 6 o'clock on 93.9? What's Ethan mad about? Ethan's got to be mad at something. What's he mad about?
You know, he's in a really good mood tonight. He's pretty calm. David Teal going to join us. We'll talk about Ethan's favorite thing, which is Notre Dame's never going to join the ACC.
Oh my god! So that's going to be it, right?
So we'll talk about. He'll be mad about that.
Is he happy about Mason Faulkner?
He's happy about Mason Faulkner, so we'll talk about that, too.
Okay, well, there we go. All right, get him out of here. Get those broken headphones back to Nick Falvano, if you don't mind. Oh, yeah.
They disintegrate.
The Stillman sound. It's just...
I can't wait to hear this.
He's mean and ugly.
Of course he is. That's what Jared Stillman does.
He's just being mean and ugly.
He knows how to get at Blankenbaker. He knows how to
do it. Does he? I don't know. I don't know if he understands the blank thing, if you will. Does that make sense?
He might not, but he's done enough radio with Mark to know.
Stillman's like all in on like sports talk radio.
Yeah,
like Colin Cowherd type radio.
That's true. I know he looks at himself in the mirror and he sees Colin Cowherd.
He absolutely does.
Staring back at him, even though that's not the case.
Texas says, I think the B word was in that music. Yeah, I think it was happy birthday. Biatch. I said with an EO.
Yeah, exactly.
I did.
You did. No, you did. You did. It wasn't bad.
Oh, man. What a massive veto there.
That birthday
song. Why are you vetoing it at 5:41?
Because I like that birthday song. But
the hip-hop version?
Yeah, I do like that.
Who was it? I have no idea.
I don't know
if Nick's there. I have no idea.
He's
I feel like I keep
around.
Trying to like kind of go to Nick for that Dez Fitzpatrick sound by saying, hey, you know that Dez sound, but I don't know if he's there.
Yeah.
I don't know if his headphones work. We have nothing right now on the other end.
Yeah, no. I'm perusing. I'm perusing. If you give me 5 minutes, I think I'll
have it. 5 minutes?
Wow.
It's at the very end of Stillman's at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, no. I have it up. Oh, I was at the totally wrong end of it then.
Okay, right.
Okay, yeah. No, my bad. If you give me 30 seconds then. Yeah. So if I had a dime, I'd have a nickel.
I don't know what he's doing.
Until then, will Levis be the starting quarterback? 267-9680.
Is Louisville's roster deep enough? Is it Chris Mack's fault if they don't make the tournament?
Well, the one thing that we did talk about today was let's go to this sound and then we'll go to the schism at 93.9.
Okay.
The schism over at 93.9. This is at the end of the interview. They have said goodbye to Jared Stillman, but he has one more thing that he wants to say. Play the sound from this morning.
I have not seen the Dez Fitzpatrick vignettes, but I have seen Dez Fitzpatrick, and he's probably about eighth or ninth right now on the depth chart. If they didn't use a fourth round pick on him, I'm not sure he'd make the team.
Wow.
Like I said, now look, there's a lot of camp left, and he's a rookie, but he needs to step it up.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
Good report there,
from
Jared.
Jared is practice reporting.
the Diener.
That's
what you played played again. And Mark F8 on Cool Edit there, Nick. I want that neutralized. Play it again.
I have not seen the Des Fitzpatrick vignettes, but I have seen Des Fitzpatrick, and he's probably about 8th or 9th right now on the depth chart. If they didn't use a 4th round pick on him, I'm not sure he'd make the team.
Wow.
Like I said, now look, there's a lot of camp left, and he's.
Concerned.
Oh, goodness. He is. That is concerned.
He's very concerned. He's concerned. About
this. By the way, look at you. Spreeble, now I'm seeing this. You putting out there on Facebook and everything, vote for me for radio personality
of
the year.
I told you to put on social media.
Yeah, but we got to come up with, the Leo's doing their yearly awards, and you're just.
Oh, Streets, we don't even have a slogan yet, man.
We got to come up with something. You got to have a slogan. This is not. What are you doing?
We're looking foolish now.
No, I'm not.
You're making yourself.
No. This is what I said I was going to do this. I said I was going to put
that's
it out there.
That's not the way.
But Cooper said, is this real?
You let me.
Yes.
You let me or somebody else be your campaign manager. You're not your own campaign manager. Everyone's seen that. They're going, oh, look at that guy named Round Daddy. Vote for me as radio personality of the other year. Please retweet and share thanks in advance. You wrote all of that out? You wrote that? That's not an automated message.
No, I wrote that out.
We lost. We've already lost.
We lost.
Rutherford's going to bury you.
He's not going to. He's on the radio.
They don't know. Leo doesn't know who's on the radio.
That's a good point.
No, it's going to be Kelly K.
Kelly K.
Who is it? Kim K?
Kelly K.
Kelly K.
Ben and Carrie K.
Ben Davis and Kelly K.
That's it.
They think Magic and I were that one time. That was hilarious.
What?
We were at the NBA, the NBA game. We were throwing T-shirts, and I remember
Heat game. It was Heat, wasn't it? Dwayne Wade's final year, maybe?
Yeah, it was the preseason NBA game at the Yum Center, and they asked some ESPN Louisville personalities to come and throw T-shirts. Yeah. And I remember seeing the email, and Eddie was like, huh, who's going? And I was like, well, I think just Magic and I right now. He's like, yeah, no offense. I don't think I want to go. And I just like, okay, that's fair. And I was like, well, darn it, Andy's not going to play with us. So I was a little sad, but then I totally understood why. Because they had no idea who any of us were, and they announced us as the wrong people. And you could actually hear the PA announcer. It wasn't Sean Watt. I don't know who was doing it, but they kind of trailed off. They're like, and now welcome to Kelly K. And they're like looking at,
well-known. People would know that Kelly, the Ben and Kelly K, it's a man and a woman.
Right. They know who those people are. Right. Instead, they get, Magic in his schmedium shirt that was riding up. And
his man boobs and his gut hanging
and
out.
My
like, bro, you're not a medium.
And I took too many T-shirts. So they said, take 5. And I was like, I'm taking 10. And because I wanted to throw, I wanted the people to be happy. And so I was, I'm dropping T-shirts. So they see a clumsy, big-headed kid and Star Wars nerd with the shirt like riding up, and they're like, that's not Peter, that's not Kelly K.
There is no way that Magic Mike could hurl a T-shirt at the Yum Center and not show massive midriff. I'm right. You agree with this, Nick,
no,
right?
No. I saw it. I saw it happen. Yeah, there was a comfortable amount of midriff there.
Oh.
I remember this was actually, it got a little scary because, I mean, God, Karl Anthony Towns is really big. Seeing him like up close, like it was so chaotic that we ran out during a timeout. So we had like 30 seconds and we got out there late. So we had like 15 seconds to throw like 40 T-shirts.
Yeah. And, so the players were like, let's go.
Yeah. Magic had to scoot around Karl Anthony Towns and I forgot who else, like Zach LaVine. He's like, trying to shimmy through these guys. I didn't see him. I was like, oh my God, Magic is going to get stuck.
Paul's midriff is showing.
It was,
he's got a wolf shirt on.
It was a terrible. It was so bad. It was so bad.
Mark B. Carl.
I remember I flipped a. I tried to like save face. I flipped like a T-shirt to like Luke Hancock, and I think I overdid it, and I like threw it over his head. And I was
Luke
like, "Hey, what's up, Luke?
Guys,
Luke was probably like, oh,
look
God.
At this.
What?
He's got Rupp Arena returning to full capacity.
What are you doing, Streep?
I'm just saying.
What are you doing right now?
I'm just saying, the
news is on.
Yeah.
Wave 3 is on.
It's sports news.
Yeah, no, it's not. Rupp going to full capacity has been that way for, I mean, that's not new.
Yeah,
that's,
it is. That
that's
is.
New?
Yeah, that is
that's new.
New?
Are you sure that's
Kroger
new?
Kroger Field is old, but Rupp Arena. Actually, it was earlier today, I think, or late yesterday that they announced that they're going to be full capacity at Rupp Arena.
Texas says, I thought it was Peter B. and Kelly K.
No, Peter B. is a priest now.
Well, that's what it's.
That's what it
Texas
originally
says.
Was, yeah. It Peter used to be Peter B. and Kelly K. Ben
Peter
Davis
B. is
in the
new,
afternoon.
Yeah, is our new parish priest.
Yes, yeah. It used to be Peter B. and Kelly K., then he became a priest.
Wait, so he went from radio gas bag to a priest?
Yeah, he did. He went.
Wow, what a move.
Yeah,
yeah, really.
The priesthood.
You could have given me 50 votes. I wouldn't have gotten that.
I think.
Thank you, Nick, for that saying. You could have given me 50 guesses.
By the way,
I wouldn't have got that.
I just got to say, I mean, normally Jeff Greer has the Seinfeld references, but there's like a girl walking around out here, and she's just wearing a bra as a top, and it's bold. That's all I'm saying. It's bold.
It's also the college campus around there.
Welcome to 2021, Nick. There you go.
They didn't have these girls when I went here.
Oh, goodness. If Strebel were there, he'd be like, I need to text my wife right now.
Honey.
I need to tell her. I need to repent.
Just so you know.
I had impure thoughts.
No, I... impure thoughts. Is Peter B. listening?
Oh, goodness. Impure Patty thoughts. Ice can't... Right now. That's actually Patty Ice right now. If she's outside the 93.9 studio, that's exactly what's going on with Patty Ice. And I want you to hear it from me so you don't hear from somebody else. She was out there. I said hello to her, but it means nothing. I love you. I love what we've created.
I don't want you hearing this from him. Yeah.
I don't want Mark telling you. Oh, goodness.
It's better to hear it from me than Mark.
Texas says, Peter B., I thought he was dragon. Texas says, Val Vano threw a hot dog in the stands and it hit my grandmother in the head.
Yeah, tell her to stop calling me.
Oh, gosh.
What are you, Cooper?
Not Grandma.
Yeah. By the way, did you ever set Cooper up? I won't say with who, but wasn't there...
No, you never set him up? He had not reached back out to me.
Never set him up?
I have not. No, he did reach out to me.
Tomorrow, we are getting ready to have a great topic on Diener's show.
Oh, really?
Because I guess, what, is Bob Baffert going into the Hall of Fame?
Oh, is he?
You guys see this?
No,
he's going into some sort of Hall of Fame.
With an asterisk?
It's a difficult word to say.
It is.
Boy, you went for a difficult word there.
I did.
There.
Yeah, really? There's going to be an asterisk there.
Yeah, I sent this to blank. Hang on just a second. You ready for this?
Yeah.
PETA. PETA has announced.
Uh-oh.
PETA announces a supporter dressed as a syringe-wielding Bob Baffert will crash the Horse Racing Hall of Fame ceremony for the Baffert-trained American Pharoah on Friday in Saratoga Springs to call for the trainer to be booted. So there is going to be a PETA person dressed up as a syringe-wielding Bob Baffert.
We need to get that guy on the air.
Yes. Yes, we need video. We need photos.
Oh, PETA's wild, man. That's a step beyond what I
like
can deal
PETA?
With.
Like, seriously, does anyone really like PETA?
I don't know.
What a dead fish
to lay in my lap.
I know they have like good intentions, but like you said, they take everything that's a step too far to where it's like, you know what? You got me with treat animals ethically and nicely. Yes, I'm totally with that. But like the rest of it is a little much. It's a little much, PETA. But back off a little bit. You're not doing yourself any favors. That's just where I am.
So we're not going to get any PETA votes. for
yeah, so there the radio you go. Person. You know you're running for office.
Well, I think that PETA's, like, if you had a poll, they'd be more unfavorable towards them than favorable.
Texas says, does Patty Ice sneak a photo and quickly send it to his father-in-law?
No. That's the opposite of you.
Texas really says, I bet that was caller Emily looking for Round Father.
No. I don't think he's ever been to the studio. I don't know, but I don't think so.
Well, how would you know?
I don't.
You have no idea.
I really don't. That's why I said I don't.
Has she been to the studio?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
It's a great question. I don't know. I don't think she knows where it is. No, I don't think so. Not that I would know, but I don't think so.
Boy, you're just digging.
I did.
Absolutely, you sound like you're digging.
Straight to hell, yes.
You sound like you're digging.
I know, yes.
Text or bleep PETA. Thank you for that.
What?
PETA? PETA King?
PETA Griffin.
Go look up Mad Dog Russo. Say Peter King's name, the NFL right
now. Oh, yeah, yeah.
PETA King?
PETA King.
PETA King. That's exactly how it sounds like.
It's a PETA.
Oh, goodness. All right, so you're going to go home tonight, right? And, Nick, by the way, let me know. Text me when we need to be out, by the way. We'll just be clumsy on the air. 437-9680.
Yeah, going home tonight.
So you're
going
to go home tonight, and you're going to write the article on DJ Wagner.
DJ Wagner, yes.
That move Reed Sheppard out of the way, that it's all about DJ Wagner. Now, will you allude at all to your frustration that Orlando Antigua could not land Jalen Dern? I mean, the moment that Jalen Dern is hugging Penny, that moment is going to give me strength to live another day.
I know, and it's going to be gross.
It's going to be great.
I mean, again, he's hugging a guy, selling him nothing other than, hey, come and be awesome here because I've had all these awesome teams. Oh, no, wait, I haven't. But that's fine. Penny's getting a guy that Cal wanted and is not going to get. And Cal, look, Cal is all in on Jalen Duren. He wanted him more than Kofi Coburn. And if you believe the story that they shoved Kofi Coburn out of the way because they still thought they had Jalen Duren in the bag, then it's even a worse look than just not getting him in the first place. Worse look even then.
Texas says, can Strebel have pita bread with his lap band?
Yeah, but not too much of it. I've already tried that experiment. It didn't work very well.
Texas says, does Strebel just tell on himself? Maybe a 9 o'clock game against Mississippi State. Caller Emily keeps him awake for the postgame show.
No, not at all. I said I don't know if she's ever been to the studio or not because I don't know. I don't think I told myself at all. Besides, Ince is there too. And if that
Ince
ever
can keep a secret.
No, he can't.
You know what? You're right.
That's hilarious.
No, you know what? I'm
no
sorry.
Way.
You're right. You're right.
Jason Ince. He texts you or somebody immediately.
Immediately.
Stop coaching third base during our game to tweet at you, Andy, to tell us that he was busy narking on us striking out as opposed to actually, you know, hey, you know, you might want to hold up here. No, 100%. He was just sending everybody home, looking down at his phone, like, can't believe Valvano, like, you know, got thrown out. I'm like, Jesus, dude, like,
What did you guys do with the expensive bat? Didn't you buy like a $200-$300 bat, all you guys?
Yeah.
Chipped in some money? So who keeps that? Let me guess, Biscuit.
Biscuit has it. But I'm so happy you brought that up, actually.
So Biscuit tricked you guys into all giving him money
and getting a bat
so he could get a nice bat, and you guys lost interest, and now he has a bat for a discounted price.
Well,
that's a good job by Biscuit.
He footed most of the bill. I like him. I will say
he paid more than everybody else.
Oh yeah, comfortably. Okay. And like just like I did with the team. Like, I mean, the two of us are probably out of at least a couple hundred each, just for this whole little endeavor. But thanks for reminding me, because I left my glove at the field, I guess, and have it. Like, playoffs are going on for the good teams tonight, and the guys bringing the gloves there. So I have to go pick it up when I get done with LSL. So thanks for the reminder.
So you're going to be watching all the teams that made it. Oh my goodness!
And I'll probably chirp Benji and stuff. Might have a beer and
there you go. No, you can't have a beer. You should have won.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The beers go to the winners.
That's true.
All right, Strebel's going to leave in his minivan. Strebel pulled up at my house, tweeting at Mitch. You were texting and driving your minivan. You were driving. I watched you pull up.
Yeah, but I was like going really slow down the street. There was no one there.
Yeah, there could have been kids.
No, I was looking.
Could have been animals.
I was watching.
All right, let's get out of here. Nick, appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, LSL's next over there. Bonus hour here. We're back at it 3 o'clock tomorrow.
It's baseball season. No matter how you watch the game, you'll win with Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi, the official wine of Major League Baseball. Get Woodbridge wine and open up a winner. It's got the smooth, fruit-forward flavors that have been a game day tradition for over 40 years. Shop, delivery, and pickup options at orderwoodbridge.com. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Please enjoy our wines responsibly. 2021 Woodbridge Winery, Ocampo, California.
We know that teams practice hard and play hard, and every team needs to have fun. Champs Rollerdrome is a great place to reward your teams with a private roller skating party. Whether you want to have a small party or a large one of up to 75 people, let Champs host your party and have the rink to yourselves. The newly remodeled Champs Rollerdrome is where life, sounds, motion, and fun come alive. As a special offer for our listeners, mention ESPN Louisville and your party will receive unlimited Pepsi products for free. Contact Champs today.
Ready to make something great? At GE Appliances, we do it every day, building appliances people depend on. GE Appliance Park is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing production team and be part over 100 years of American manufacturing. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com. Make a difference? Make it at GE Appliance Park. Makeitatthepark.com.
Miss anything for your favorite shows? Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com.
Your chance to get that rare, hard-to-find luxury timepiece is here at Genesis Diamonds. This weekend, we're hosting the largest luxury pre-owned Rolex event in Kentucky history. Genesis has found and purchased a spectacular selection of luxury pre-owned Rolex watches, all the hottest models that people wait years for. And we're showcasing them all this weekend. Hulks, Submariners, Daytonas, Pepsis, Batmans, rare luxury timepieces that you can't find anywhere else. It's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come early, get the first pick. Get 60 months financing. How about a luxury pre-owned two-tone Submariner for only $299 a month? Or a ladies 36mm date just for under $199 a month? Also for this event, our pre-owned Rolex buyers are on site offering top dollar for your luxury pre-owned Rolex trade-in. Come see the largest selection of luxury pre-owned Rolex watches in Kentucky and take advantage of special financing this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only. And only at Genesis Diamonds, your new home for luxury pre-owned Rolexes. Shelbyville Road Plaza.
Give us your hot take on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.